Good morning and welcome to Renovating in WA. I'm Sally Barker. Joining us on the show today is Sue Daly from Into Property and Steve Carrington from Monitored 24/7. Good morning.
Good morning, Sally.
Now, today we're talking about security and existing security, and also if you haven't got security and what you need to do. So, what do we need to think about when we think about security in our homes when we are renovating?
When you're renovating a house, there's lots of questions to ask. The first question is your existing alarm. What do you actually have? Are you looking to expand? Are you looking for the alarm? Are you looking for cameras? And there's all different stages. Usually the process is the planning stage. And I'll ask the client, what are you looking to achieve? And that question means, are you happy what you have? Do you want perimeter security, which could mean your alarm? It could mean a camera system. The alarm industry has changed. I've been in the industry for 20 years. And it used to be perimeter security, re-switches on windows. The alarm would go off if they open a window. Now, a lot of people and industry itself, we have cameras. So if your alarm is activated, you can look on the phone and you can watch the camera system in operation, just on your mobile phone. So there's many more things to ask, and it's, of course, budgets. You know, what do you want? Mm. What do you have to spend?
And when you're looking at with the renovation and you have got an existing system, how old it is and whether it's compatible with anything that you want to do?
Absolutely. If the alarms, it's like a car. If your alarm system hasn't been serviced and it's over 10 years old, it'd be time to rip it out and start again.
Really? So they do have an expiry date, I guess?
Absolutely.
So 10 years is too long?
Yes, in my opinion.
A lot changes in 10 years. Yeah. The technology changes. As we've just spoken about with Scott, everything changes. So for security, you need to keep on top of it. I mean, we're all hearing about all these cyber threats and things like that. Well, home security is most probably more vulnerable than it is.
It says your average house, a new build, would be between 500,000 and 700,000. A security budget would be between $3,000 and $5,000. So it depends what you want, what you're looking to achieve.
But it is your asset and it is an expensive asset, so you want to look after it. You want to make sure it's there for you long term and that you're safe in it too.
So let's talk about camera security. So have we moved beyond just having the, you know, put in your code and shut the door and, you know, hopefully an alarm will trigger if someone intrudes. Have we moved past that?
Absolutely. Most people, we quote, including businesses and refurbs, will have a camera system as well as a security system. Reason being, a lot of people forget to turn the alarm on. Mm-hmm. And most people have an iPhone, smartphone, mm-hmm. and you can look at your house on your phone. And that's the way it's going now.
So does that mean there are cameras running 24/7?
Yes.
Is the footage recorded?
The footage is recorded and usually it lasts up to 30 days.
Okay, where's it stored? Is it stored with a particular company or is it...
No. It's stored on an MVR recording device, right. And the cameras will only record if somebody walks in front of the camera. It all depends on how we set it up. Mm.
But it's like it's a motion sensor camera recording. So,
right. So
the camera starts
all the time, but it only records when it...
When there's movement. It detects movement.
Yes.
Okay. And not always your pets either.
It's I was just thinking that.
It's set up to actually, you know, to actually accommodate.
You can check your partner as well. The alarm goes off. Let me have a look.
there's all those things. But you can adjust it to suit your pets and things like that. If you know that there's a dog that's always there, a certain height, I suppose, then you work from that way up. So the cameras can be set.
Okay, so how sophisticated can we get?
That's a good question.
It is, actually.
it depends on what your budget is. We can put sensors on all your windows. If somebody touches a window, opens a door, the alarm will be activated. So to answer your question, it all depends on the client and the peace of mind and what exactly they're looking for.
Okay, and I guess the value of your, you know, how much you value your asset.
Mm.
Does that come into it?
depends on each individual. I can't answer that question.
Do you think security is something that is often overlooked when we are renovating?
Definitely.
Absolutely, complacency. I've been broken into 17 years ago. I had a full perimeter security system, never turned it on.
Oh, no.
I can't tell you what my wife said at the time.
No, she didn't say, oh dear, did she?
No.
Moving on.
Okay. Now, can just anyone install a security system?
No, you have to have licences. You need an installation licence and the company needs an agent's licence.
And there's also, apart from the actual technology side of security, there's also your window screens, your security doors and things like that. They also require someone with a license to install them. So it's not just the technical side, the CCTV, your security doors, your detention screens on your windows. Any type of security has to have a licensed contractor.
Does it really? Mm. Now, if we're thinking back to a previous episode, would that interfere with any insurance claim if they hadn't been installed by a registered installer?
Yes, it can void your warranty.
Can it really?
Void your warranty, void your insurance. So an insurance company, if they find out that you've had it installed by a handyman or a maintenance person, they've not been installed to the Australian standards or the industry standards that these guys have to work to, then definitely the insurance company can actually say that you're not covered.
Okay, so how do we know if someone's registered?
You can go to Agil. They will give you a list of names and your agent's license.
So who's that we call?
Agil.
How do you say that and spell that?
With my English accent.
With your English accent.
A-S-I-A-L.
A-S-I-A-L. Okay. And so that's the registered body that oversees...
Yes, the usual process is when the sales rep goes out from the company, he will have a license and he will show you the card.
Yeah. And most contractors that do it should have their license on their business card as well.
Absolutely.
So if there isn't one on there, that would be your first question. Are you a licensed security contractor?
Okay. Well, that's something, I wasn't even aware of. So that's interesting, you know.
Yep. So there's a lot to security, you know, from the basics of, you know, the old window locks all the way through to the CCTV and the monitored CCTV, which is actually quite important because if you are away or you're not around, having someone that's monitoring it actually gives you that peace of mind and you've got someone that can check out your house while you're not around.
So do you recommend monitoring?
Absolutely. There's four of us around the table. Myself, for example, the next door neighbour, the alarm keeps ringing. It goes off 3 o'clock in the morning when they're away on holiday. What do the neighbours say? Turn that bloody thing off. The benefits of monitoring, if your alarm is activated, you receive a phone call. Someone has been activated, the front door, and they're walking around the house, there's on two or three. So what happens then, the monitoring station will give the option to call the police or to call for a private security guard. It's peace of mind. When you're away on holiday, when you're out at work, if your alarm goes off, you know about it.
And so I'd imagine that this comes in certain packages. How do people have this sort of monitoring? Once it's installed, can you do that? Or is it something that if you've got an existing system, can you then get someone else to come in and monitor that?
That's a good question. With an existing alarm, we can put a MOL3 connection in through the telephone line and we can monitor your system. Usual charges are $1 a day, excluding GST.
$1 a day for that security and also that peace of mind for your property. So, and I'll give you something simple, and it's someone that I heard on a radio station, okay, and I actually heard this example, and they were talking about security, so it was talking about home security at the time, and a lady called up, and she was a FIFO worker, and you know, lived there for years. The neighbour had the key, so whenever she was away, the neighbour would come in, water and things like that. And she did have an alarm system, so the neighbour could come in. When the neighbour left, she got the key back. But the problem was, when she went away the next time and came back, the house had been completely gutted, as in everything gone. And the food in the fridge had been left on the floor, but the fridge taken.
Oh.
So the security here is the fact that if she was away and it was monitored and she had a monitored CCTV, then she had proof that it was that old neighbour that come in because there was no signs of forced entry. So the neighbour's given the key back but has taken a copy. So this is the thing, there's all sorts of type of security, and it's also knowing who's accessing your property when you're away, even if it's people you trust. You know, what happens when they're no longer around? What happens to your property? So having that monitored alarm system or that security system, you know, it gives you that peace of mind.
And that's what we need, isn't it?
You don't want to come back to an empty house.
No, and as you said, you know, between $3,000 and $5,000, you know, I can imagine it could go a bit more than that. But we have spoken about, you know, the home cinema and all of those kinds of things.
Absolutely.
And putting lots of money into that part of the renovation. Mm-hmm. And it seems like it's such a small portion of your renovating budget to make sure that everything's secure. Mm.
And it's all part and parcel, as we mentioned with Scott in the home cinema. Security is all part of that. So it's all integrated. Everything can be connected. But it's if you're going to have all that entertainment, protect it as well. So and protect everything within that home. So if you are away or even if you're just at work and something happens, the monitored system at least will actually show what's going on, because you could have pets at home and you want to make sure everything's covered, everything, the pets as well as the home, you know, while you're not there.
Yeah, wonderful. Is there anything else we need to know?
Steve?
No, I think everything's covered. All I will say is, God forbid you are broken into and you see somebody in your house, just let them take what they need to take.
Walk
I've
away
seen
from that.
So many occasions where people have been hit, just not worth the chance.
No.
Let them do what they need to do and walk away.
Yeah.
And that's why you have your insurances. Make sure you're protected, both in security and in your insurance. Be covered every step of the way. It is worth it.
It is wonderful. Thank you so much. Fabulous advice. Thank you for joining us on Renovating in WA. Sue Daly from Into Property and Steve Carrington from Monitored 24/7.
Thank you.
Thank you, Sally.
Thank you.